What our Lord is really telling us here is that what's most important is following Him for all of us. Not that we shouldn't take care of our other responsibilities, whatever they may be, but what's most important is following Him, even in undertaking those responsibilities. And particularly if you have the call to serve God more perfectly in the religious life. Such it was more or less for this blessed we celebrate today, it was Third Order Franciscan, Blessed Raymond Lull, who in fact was of a noble birth on the island of Mallorca near Spain, and served in the kingly court, starting as a page and working his way up to high in the royal council, whatever. But he worked his way up to a high position. And then finally came the call to serve God. He left all, and he founded a college to train missionaries. And that's what became his work. He entered the Third Order of St. Francis and began serving and teaching, particularly Franciscan missionaries. Now we are here in the 1200s. He was born in 1236. So early on, very early on in the Franciscan order. Born only 10 years after the death of our seraphic founder. And he began teaching and preparing missionaries to go serve in very difficult places such as Northern Africa, which could mean almost certain martyrdom. And he traveled in many places, including to Rome, Avignon, to France, and Paris, in order to bring out the importance of this work, to show the importance of this work, and to continue this work. Finally, at the age of 79, he himself went as a missionary to Morocco and Northern Africa. And as he began, he got beaten up and left for dead, was picked up by Genovese sailors, but revived while he was on the ship. And it was when they caught sight of his own home island, Mallorca, that he breathed his last, that he died. And so he died the martyr's death himself, giving up all, finally, responding to the grace that God was giving him, and giving up all in order to serve, to bring the faith to even to infidels, to everyone, to bring that faith, the true faith, to the point of giving up his life. So it took a little time for him to respond to that grace, but he too did exactly what our Lord is bidding here. He followed to the point, and then surrendering his life, even in old age. I repeat, he was 79 when his martyrdom came. No matter what the difficulty, no matter how serious it means, that's what our Lord is telling us. It's what's most important is to follow Him. And whatever grace He is giving us, however He is moving us, to serve as He calls us, according to our talents, according to our circumstances, but to follow Him. Blessed be Jesus and Mary.